These four, the next sugya, so the Mishnah is completely confusing. But all the Mefarshim, make hagos left and right. So I decided, what the heck, I'll learn it the way I feel like learning it, and it works. Okay, you'll see. I was inspired by the Ritbar, but it's kind of a little bit more of my own also. Shnei Sirei Yom HaKippurim. Now, the trick is to assume, in order to make the least possible shenum and girsos, this is actually the way the Noam Yerushalmi, and not the Noam Yerushalmi, the Ritbaz learns it, is that Shnei Sirei Yom Kippur, normally I would have thought that's the Soyer LaHashem and Soyer LaHazazel, but it's not. It's the Soyer LaHazazel and the Soyer of the Chatas Hayom, the Soyer Hayom. Soyer Hayom means the Soyer of Musaf, right? So those Shnei Sirei Chatul Yom Kippurim, Sheshachtim Bechutzav, they're shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Tani Chayev, that those who say are Chayev, Shchutei Chutz, is Tani Pot, those who say are Potter. Why? We'll get there. Amar Chista, Man Amar Chayev, Sir Chista proposes a possibility. Says, what's the Machlokas? Man Amar Chayev, Kshekorev Soyer Nasa Bifnim. In order for the other Syrians to be sacrificed, the Soyer Nasa Bifnim must be done first, right? That's the Soyer LaHashem. So then he'd be Chayev in the other two. Man Amar Potter, he who says to your Potter, Bishalokorav HaSoyer, Shenaseh, and I said, this is obviously a typo, it should be Bifnim. So Ritbaz makes this correction. So in other words, otherwise, if the Soyer Nasa Bifnim is not yet done, it's like Mechutzer Zman, right? Because it hasn't yet gotten to the stage in the Avodah where it may be sacrificed. So therefore, if you sacrifice them outside, they're not Shkut Echutz. Rabbi Yisrael said, nah, I don't like this. Rav Chista boy medamosel le Pesach. Rav Chista, he wanted to say that this is like Pesach. That meaning that the soil, now what he really means is focusing on the soil lazozo. Soil lazozo is not a korban, right? The shnei sirim are the soil lazozo and soil chatos. So what does he want to say? He wants to say soil lazozo is like a korban pesach. Korban pesach, if it's not a korban pesach, what does it become? A shlomi. So he wants to say soil lazozo is like korban pesach. It's not a korban. It's not a soil lazozo. It's some other korban, but the chatos. But the bottom line is can't be shchut echutz. It's actually wants to say, but it's not comparable. You can't say it's the same thing. Because obviously a Pesach, it was a korban. And it retains the same korban. It switches from one to the other, right? But you can't say a korban Pesach. And the proof of that is the Amar Rabbi Mon, it's like the Amar Rabbi Mon, even though there's no doubt there. Amar Rabbi Mon, by Tanchor, Lezer, Rabbi Yochan, Darvei, and Amar, they both said, Pesach, She'iber, Zmano, a Pesach, which after its time, Me'elof, Hay Mishtane, it automatically becomes a Shlomit. What is a Pesach after its time? It's a Shlomit, that's what it is. Baram Hocha, but here, Peshchita Mishtane, what? Just because you shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, it automatically became a Korban? In other words, once it was determined to be a Soyer LaHazazel, you can't just say, switch it and make it something else. That doesn't work over here. So therefore, that's my Rav Chista saying that a Soyer LaHazazel, you're Chayavan. So my kedun. So what does he talk about? So madam are chayav. He who says chayav, there was how Rav Chista going to, how's Rav Yosef going to explain? Now they reject Rav Chista. So madam, so he says interesting logic. Madam are chayav. He who says chayav on both of them. Sarvi meimar hagrola makiv. He holds hagrola's makiv. Zesay to do hagrola. Oh, so what does hagrola makiv mean? It means that really, before the Agrola, both the animals have to be of the same status. So they have both have to be the same status, so each of them are considered to be a korban, equally so. Right? We'll come back to it afterwards. Moving right along, Rabbi Yosef, as we said, did not like Rav Chista's comparison. Oh, I didn't even notice you looking at the first korban. Rabbi Yossi said didn't like Rav Chista's comparison. So he said, so let's take it from Maikadun, which is the fifth line down. Maikadun, now, so what's Rabbi Yossi's perspective? So, Ma'adamar Chayev, you says Chayev, Sarvi, Meimar. We want to say he holds Agrola, Ma'akva. So they're Ma'akevis. So therefore, before the Agrola, they're both on equal footing, which means they're both really Chayev Korbonos. So that's why Yechayim v'chut echutz, both on the soil of Musaf and the soil of Zoto. Man Amar Potter says, Potter, Sari Meimar, and a grow makev, the other grow is not impediment. That means that really you could just circumvent, if you want to short circuit that grower, and designate the soil as those. This means the soil as those does not have to be a bona fide roi le carbon, and therefore there's no chayv v'chiv on shchut echutz on it. Says the Gemara, I don't like this no matter what, says the Gemara. Klumi esh kalashin, v'ashem elo echon. Okay, let's have grows ma'akva. The bottom line, though, that one of these, only one of these animals is Hashem, Hashem. You can't say just because Soil Zozo was a candidate to be Hashem, so it makes it Hashem. You're going to say it's a chattis because of that. So you're right. Says the Gemara rejects Reb Yosef's perspective and Rechis's perspective. On Rabbi Shmuel, Achoy de Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Rechia said, you know what? When it said a number out of your chayev on this to Bo Sirim, it didn't mean Bo Sirim. It meant, the truth is, let's switch gears, says Rav Shmuel. He says, really, the two serim we're talking about are the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. Not the soil Azazel and the soil Chatos. And when it says Yechayev Hashem, it doesn't mean Yechayev on both them. It means Oze Oze. Yechayev on either one of them. Yechayev one on either one. Meaning, before the Agrola, if you shecht one of these Syrian bachutz, you're chat. If you shecht both of them, for that matter, if you shecht both of them, it's probably better. You shecht both of them outside chayv at least once. If you shecht only one, I guess it'd be us. We don't know, because neither of them was chosen for sure. But if you shecht both of them outside, even though it's before agrola, you're chayv one on one shchut echutz. So when it said you're chayv on shneim, it didn't mean you're chayv mamish on shneim, but out of the two of them, you're chayv on one of them, right? Satsi says, Amar Shubra Achuid Rebrechio, Oze Oze. Mishihi Grill, that's only before Agrola. Once he did Agrola, so obviously Chayav al Shoshem, Ufal Shoshel Ozazo. That was exactly what was bothering him. He couldn't even go to mind about Agrola's Makva. Once Agrola was done, he didn't accept the fact that you could be Chayav still in the soil of Ozazo. So he says, Ain't a Konami. You only chayv on the soil azazel because you don't know if it's going to be soil azazel, soil Hashem prior to that agrola. After that agrola, you can no longer be chayv on the soil azazel. It certainly has lost its candidacy to be a proper korban. Okay? All right, Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Bosses said, "Vushinasa matnas por." You know, this is only true if you already sprinkled the blood of the por inside. Avilonasa matnas por potter. If you didn't yet sprinkle the blood of the por, your potter. Yeah, on either of the Sirim, before or after Agrola. Why? Sheshchitaso shel soyer ma'keves. Here, the word ma'keves is if it says mi'ukeves. The shchitaso shel soyer is mu'keves, is impeded by the matzah domo shapar. In other words, you have to first sprinkle the blood of the par and only then do the soyer. So if you shech the soyer shchut echutz before you sprinkle the blood of blood, so it's mechuzer zman, you can't be chayim and shchut echutz. He gives you the Pnei Moshe, gives the order of the avodos. Maybe that's helpful. If you take a look in the 3, 6, 7, 8th line down of the medium-sized lines of the Pnei Moshe, he says, Seir avodos shopim kachim. You see that? In the medium lines. Well, I mean, you know, not including the first level.
Well, so it
actually starts getting wide. Yeah. Last one in line is Seder. Seder Avos Shapim Kachi. Is that some B'tchilim Izvada part of Vida Rishon? V'achakach magril al ha-so'ir v'achakach misvadeh al ha-por vidu sheni v'shochto u'mekabel estamo v'nosto l'mishim m'maris bo u'machnis kaf u'machto, that's in the Kodesh Kodoshim nosto ben abarim u'menoisin es ha-toriz al-eish v'achakach doitel dam ha-por mizeh shim m'maris bo v'nichlas l'mokob shenichlas l'akter kedores And only v'achakach shochet es ha-soyer u'mekabel damo v'noisim menu l'kaporis v'achakach noisim midam ha-por al-prochus mi-bachutz v'achakach midam ha-soyer v'achakach ma'arif domim v'noisim mizbeach ha-primi. So therefore you always have to have the p'matan dam of the por prior to the shechitas ha-soyer in order to be chayim. Okay? Raibum barachia bo'okum y'rabi zero. Yeah, what if the, so he has a final question, a very legitimate question. Shalas Por, what if you did Shkute Chutz on the Por, which is the first carbon of the day, right? How, actually, before he did that Grola. Now, Mao Shiye Chayev. Are you Chayev or not? Now, the critical point is, of course, that you did, you Shechted the Por before the Grola. The question is whether you're allowed to do that, because as we just read in Bnei Moshe, the Agrola is supposed to precede the Shechita of the Por, comes between the Viduim. So the Agrola is supposed to precede it. So what if you did the Par prior to the Agrola is considered Mukam Mupi Mechusar Zman, and therefore you're not Chayim Shechut Echutz. So it says, Gemara, Amar Lein, Ishmina Minado, let's hear from here. Par Ma'aki Vesa Sawyer, the Par must necessarily precede the Sawyer. However, the next word is a typo. It should be not a Sawyer, says Gilin Ephraim and Noam Yujali, which should be Ein a Sawyer Ma'akim is a Por. The Par must come before the Sawyer. The Sawyer doesn't have to come before the Por. Adam Ras teaches us, Shachar is a Por, Shlo Higril, since the Sawyer need not precede the Por, so therefore, if you shech the Por prior to doing Hagrola, you're Chayim. Right? Kazin Tamar Potter, where you're going, if you're going to say that you're a Potter, then you're exempt. So in this day, then the only reason we could be, and we would have to learn that, again, here's the typo, a Sawyer is Ma'akiv, it's a Por. You have to tell me that a Sawyer is necessity in order to do the Por, and that obviously is not the case. Okay? Amar Yeshua Bar Avdime, Odot the Tamar, in a Sawyer, Ma'akiv, it's a Por. You don't have to do the Sawyer, the Agrola, before the Par, the Matonos Habat. In the matonos, which are put inside the Kodesh Kodashi, have matonos parochas, but in the matonos done on the parochas, the Sawyer Makiv is important. You must do the avodas of the Sawyer prior to doing the avodas of the Por on the Kodesh parochas. Hey Chavira, what does it mean? As I said, Yochli Tami Dama Por al parochas, you cannot put the blood of the Por on the parochas. Agitate me dam of Sawyer until you put the dam of the Sawyer between the poles of the iron on the inside first. Okay? How bad was that? Not bad at all, right? Okay. Question lotion shows always. Then you tied a red thread, Barosha Sawyer Mishalech, on the head of the Sawyer, which is being sent La Zazel, and Mido Kenegah Be Shluchel, you put it opposite where you're going to throw, send away from your Shalim. When Nishchat Kenega Beish Kedoso, and you put the moment which is going to be shechted, opposite where it's going to be shechted, Boloitz of Parashnia, here we see you came back to your bull, the Samach Shteyod of Olam, and you put your two hands in it, Vizvadi, Zavidu, Vikacho, Yerim, and this way you say, Oh, now, Shem, of Isi Boshati, Chotos, Vinechon, Yuvesi, Humnei Aaron, Akkodo Shecho, No, now, Shem, Kaper, No, Lab, Boinus, Vilgum, Gomer, we also had this in the Bavli. Shloshe Shonos same. There are three gradations in the type of string we use. So Sawyer, the one uses Sawyer Lazozo Besela cost the seller. Vishel Matzora cost Vishekel, which is slightly less, half I think. Vishel Para, the one of the Para Adumo, that's very expensive, a base loin would cost two stoin. Alright, Bob Barzan, the Sherry Shim Mechalaf, Vishel Para is even more. The base loin mechts at 2.5 sloin. Why? Because he's the mafkin lishna. There are those who express the same concept. It's like yesh omrim. There's some who express the concept. Yutz zuzim base loin was actually 10 zuz, right? Because base loin mechts is 10 zuz. Because each cell is 4 zuz, and then there's another half that makes it 10 zuz. Maybe they want to correspond to the 10 spheros. I don't know, but there must be some reason to have 10. Okay. The par, the bull, and they put its blood into a container. Nasa Misha Mamari, suppose he gave it to the guy who was stirring it. Arovin Ravish Mecha on the fourth row in the Hecho. It was supposed to say it wasn't actually in the Hecho. Kadesh Loiko Shoy, that should not congeal. Natasa Machta, he took the shovel. All the Roshim is back and he went up to the top of his back. Now, this is not actually, as we learned this morning, that Yom, it's not to the main Marocha, but there was a separate Marocha for the Ktores. So he went up to the Marocha of Ktores. Upina Gecholim Eilchvel, he pushed aside this morning. And then he would take a shovelful of the inner ones that's already red hot. He already go down Vinichal Rov and Ravid Shibazar and put the shovel down also on the fourth row in the Azor. Says the Gemara, Kinimas, this is a way to read our Mishnah on the four row and Ravid Shibazar, then Rashi also. They didn't keep the blood stirring to not coagulate in the Hechal. They did it in the Azor as well. It's interesting. The Bavli and the Rishami have two different approaches to this Mishnah. I don't know if it's meaningful, but the Rishami says, let's just change how to read the Mishnah. The Bavli doesn't do that. It says that Rover V by Hechal, it means Rover V Shosheva Hechal means Rover V from the Hechal out. Not in the Hegel itself. So there's a difference of opinion as whether we can change the mission or not, it seems. Okay, just a thought. Chopan Bifnim. Potter. What if the Kohen Gadol, instead of doing the Chafino, which is to stick his hand into the Ktores and pick them up, so what if he does this this chafina inside, I don't know, just the Kodesh Kodashim. The chafina had to be done, was supposed to be done in the courtyard, right? He stood out there, they brought him some Ktores, and he stuck his hand. What happens if he did it inside the base Kodashim? He didn't actually do the Chumlo Chafna until he got there. So the Gemara says he's Potter, so no specific prohibition we can attach to him. Chata Vihikdim. However, this is a nice Lumdisha series of events. Chatavik there, the guy, he took a shovel full of coals, and he put it on his back. V'nishbachadam. And in the meantime, the other guy was sitting there, you know, stirring the blood that shouldn't coagulate. That blood spilled out. Oive, what do you do then? So Yavi Paracher, you bring another bull, V'ikon nichas b'dam, use its blood as the entree into the Kodesh Kodashim. But it's interesting, you don't have to, the Ktores is not rendered unfit. Even though you're supposed to do the Chafino when there's a dead bull and its blood is being stirred to coagulate, if it turned out that bull was trapped or whatever the case may be, right, the blood spilled out here. That's actually the case. The blood spill out here. So nonetheless, it's okay. Because at the time you did the chafino, even though the pyre which is there is not ultimately the one which is going to be brought to fruition, but there was a pyre they were working on. It's not that it's supposed to be this specific pyre. It has to be that there's a pyre they're working on. Okay, let's say the next case. What if before they did the whole Ktav Voida of the Ktores, then the blood was spilled? So there's no blood spilled actually when they were doing the Ktores, period, right? The blood was not present. So then, oive, that's a problem, right? If that's the case, Achlo Hikti Nishbachadam, Chati Apsulu. So taking the shovel full of coals was a improper gesture. Who's got to go back up and take more coal and start from scratch. Now, what happened? You don't know. You don't know if he did that before the blood was spilled, which would be okay. Or you did it after the blood was spilled, and therefore the actor was okay. So, Lavi Paracher Vili Kodes Bedoma to bring another par. And go in with it based on the fact you already did one you already did the chasio, whatever it's called here. The shoveling, right? Levi parachem because in Doma ain't at Yochol, even though he rated the shoveling, because Shani Yermach lo hiktir, because maybe you didn't do the shoveling properly, maybe before you did the Haktorah, the blood was already spilled. V'yichatia psu, the chatia is puffle. Mutzarch, and he has to redo the chatia again. And vice versa, lochus kitchila. Okay, so just go do the chatia again. That he can't do einat yochol shani yomer mishik to nishbachadam, because maybe the other side is true. Maybe after that story the blood was spilled. The chasiyah kshera, which case would be a valid chasiyah. Vover mishumach nasi is here. And what's the most terrible thing about that is that you're going to enter the Kodesh Kodashim an extra time, because you start the process from scratch means that you have to enter the Kodesh Kodashim again. So that's achnasu shlo tzorach. Says Mar ubatlu avodos. And economy reached an impasse. We don't know what to do with that bonus of the day. Says Mark. Yeah. Asher Summer, Butler, a voter, so also you. Talk of the blood spills, you're up the creek, you can't do anything. Catch 22. Whatever you do, you're stuck, right? If you bring another par, maybe you don't have to. Maybe this one was already good. You don't bring another par, maybe you do have to. Maybe this one was not good. I guess you do many things out tonight, but that's part of what you have to do. Right? The whole vote is shot, and you have to do things out tonight. Take into account all possibilities. Okay. Shochat umeis. Now what if instead of the blood of the par getting lost, the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the avodah in Yom Kippur? As probably happened in the second base of Mikdash, right? Somebody else go with the blood of his parents, the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, my knee-jerk reaction would have been to say no, because it says it's his personal kapar, right? Kaper badiu vad basi, whatever the language is, right? So, Shim ben Lucky Shamar bepar avolo betam. Shim ben Lucky says that you can go with somebody else's bull, but not with somebody else's blood. Then it's too late. Rav Chida Vayenis HaTavein, Rami Devel Seraf, Yilu Beda, Wabah. Even somebody else's blood, the Kohen Gadol accused him of Kippur, because it's a collective kapar, really, even though he understood personally. Rabbi Bob Hashem, Adam Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Yechon, Rafi Yilu Beda, even with blood. I skipped one. Rabbi Milson, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Amar Afilu Badam. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi says, even the blood is okay, even the blood of somebody else's. Aldam Rabbi Chinah, Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua, Afilu Badam, even the blood suffices. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Shual, how do I know this is true? That Rabbi Shur Ben Levi asks, holds the same, because Rabbi Shur Ben Levi asks, Shual Chafan Umeis. Chafina wasn't, they took the clothes like this in their hands. So Kohen go there, then he dropped that. Maoshi Kones Bechofnov Mace. And somebody else uses his measure in order to go in. Maoshi Kones Bechofnov, period. So says Maoshi Kones Bechofnov, why do you ask about Chofnov? Because even low Chofnov. I'm reading it. Why do you ask about Chofnov? Because even low Chofnov, because says his, well, his Chofnov. But here, where it says, well, I still read it with the wrong phrase. There he asks a question because it says Milochovnov, so maybe somebody else's chayfin doesn't work. It doesn't say he has to go with its blood. So therefore it means that the blood can be switched. One Kohen Gadol didn't do it, the other Kohen Gadol may do it in his stead. Okay. Every day used to use a silver shovel, and pour into a golden shovel. Today they would stir the coals with a golden shovel, and used to use that same silver shovel to get into the Kodesh Kodesh. Every day used to be Choyze B'Shol Arbo Kabin. Used to scrape the coals with four kav, measure four kav, and then Mar L'Tok Shor Shloshu Kav. You would pour all the coals into a container which held three kav and lose one kav in the process. But Yom, however, today Choyze B'Shol Shloshu Kav. He takes a measure to nail three measures. Uvaria Machlis, he doesn't pour it out, he takes it in directly. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, B'cholim Chaytze B'shal Soa, every day used to take twice the three kav, Mar B'sok Shlosh Tzkai, Pun Zukatei, which is three kav, Vayom, and today, Chaytze B'shlosh Tzkai, today actually uses one which holds three kav to begin with. Umoya Machlis B'cholim, I'm sorry, Voya Machlis, and that used to take, used to go in the Kodesh Kodashim. Choyma is the Kveder, every day the shovel was heavy. My own car today was light in order to have some rachmanis on Klein Golo. The Chol Yom Oysa, your doctor every day that is short handle, but Hayom, your Ruka today had long handle, more insulation. The Chol Yom Oysa, your today every day the gold was greenish yellowish. Vayom Adom today was red, Divir Rabbi Menachem. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, early next week. Next week will hopefully surpass, but. Right now, tonight we're also going to be 15 block behind in Yerushalmi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Technically, we should catch up with Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But we might catch up even earlier. But that's when Shkolim is over. We'll catch up with it.
Okay. Karatina Tavon. We learned over there. Sweep into the irrigation canal. The Shabbos Kriven Lomis Paskatar and Shabbos is covering them Dumut Tzoy Shabbos. Chayim Eitzel Kvedo, every day was heavy. Mel Kalan, today was light. Shlo Yag in order not to cause him toil and difficulty. Chayim Eitzel Yodok, so every day it had a short handle. By Yomaruka, they had long hours. Shlo Yag in order not to cause him get tired because he could put in the crook of his arm. Chayim Loyaba, Amma Kaduma, Kibuda. Every day wasn't even one short Amma long, the handle. Ayom Loyaba, Amma Mechta, today the handle was Amma Mechta high. Long Kadesh today, as I said, Kadesh today, Azor Messiah's, and all he should be able to put it in his elbow, in his armpit, whatever. B'choyim lo yabonatik, everything didn't have a handle. A sheath, literally, but the sheath here is a handle. B'choyim lo yabonatik, and today it had a handle, Kadesh lo tichob, in order that he shouldn't get burnt. Now, the interesting question, I don't know whether Bobby didn't ask this question. We talked about when we learned in the morning, but Beinu chaytitz, leather handles, chatzitza, right? It's like wearing a glove and you do avoid it, should be very prohibited. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, cover masper, you nail the leather on, and when leather is nailed on, it becomes part and parcel of the garment.
Put the leather.
I mean, not the garment, the keli here.
Put the leather.
Think like a baseball bat. Or a hockey stick. Hockey stick I know better, right? So you tape up the hockey stick, right? So the tape becomes part and parcel of the stick, right? So here too, it's the same thing. If it adhered to it, you know, they didn't have adhesives. They just had the metals, the nail. That would be the same. That would be suffice. They are part and parcel of the cliches.
Okay. It says in my vein, "Chaytitz and Reiser, boom, kol masper used to nail it." Shiva Zoyme, there's the seven types of gold. It's not exactly the same as they had in the Bible, though it's similar. No, there were seven there too, but not the same seven. Not the same seven. And then we said five times two is a possibility. Shiva Zoyme, Zav Tov, good gold. Zav Tov, pure gold. Zav Sagar, closed gold. Zav Mupaz, it means Zav Zukok, refined gold. Zav Sachut, beaten gold or spun gold. Zav Parvim, the gold of the Parvim. Alright, what are all these? Zav Tokimashmo, as there's in Boston, Zav Aratito, the land of the gold, and that land was good. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak said, Tivui Dove, basically, it's good gold to have at home because it's a good investment. And Tivui Dove, it's good gold to accompany you on the road because your merchants will see it and take it and accept it as cash. Woe to the highwaymen who sees it, that'll make a problem, but generally speaking, it's a good thing. Pain of chaitis, not chaitis. I'm ready to say, Mumkovo v'masmer. Yes? Did I skip? I went back. Sorry, Zob. It's a T with double S. It's good to have us at home. It's good to have it accompany you. Zav Torah Machlisa, the word Zav Torah is pure gold. You put it into fire, but ain't no chosin klum. It doesn't. There's no more dross to come out of the fire. It says Ma'aser Menorah Zav Shalosa Moshe Ma'midbar. It's a Ma'aser. Nobody knows exactly what's happened. We have this elsewhere in Shas, Menachos and Bavli. But it says the Menorah Zav that Moshe made. It got an imperfection somehow. Whether it had it when they made it, or imperfection came somehow. Somehow later on, maybe because I don't know exactly how it happened, but anyway, it was too heavy. It didn't fit the parameters, right? So, by vice, they said dinner zav was too large. They saw the kosh money pile they put into the furnace 80 times. L'chasa klum. There was no runoff, no dross which ran off. Why is that? But kivios, stock is good, and it's true. At Le Yakum Abore, until the gold is refined, and before it's clarified, Uchasr Sagin loses a lot when it's heated up. Mean Dukayim Abore, but once you refine it, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, of course, then Uchasr Zagukum, then it doesn't, it's very hard to get any impurity out of it, and therefore doesn't lose its volume from one firing to the next firing. It's volume more its weight, I guess. Says the Gemara. Zav Sagur. Now, the Bavli explains, so the Shabbat doesn't bring down that when they used to sell that gold in one store, all the other stores used to just shut down shop because they had nothing to offer compared to this. Zav Sagur Shea Machzi. And because it was radiant. Machzi means it was brilliant. And here it means a double language. It also embarrassed. Maxi bad calls on all the gold workers were more embarrassed because it was far superior to their product. Show you some. I'm not sure about the Yitzhak. See, it says, Shivas, Lofin, Kikar, Kesim, Zucha. There were 7,000 measures of purified gold, but two Akira Sabais to panel the walls of the base Hamikdash. Uksiv, it says, it's called by Sipo Zov. It says he completed the entire house, based on Mikdash, with gold. Let me mistake. Shiva Sami Kika Kesef! Silver. Mizuka Glatsuak Yiras of Ice. So that says silver. Shiva is called by Tsipazov. That's gold. It's a contradiction. Batamara Chain, so I can say silver. Elisha Machzi Bar Kol Zav, and embarrassed all the other gold which was there. It was Zav Machzi, which embarrassed so fine. Zav Upas, Rabbi Prupatruke, Achud Rabbi Dose Shem, Rabbi Ba Barbino, Dumio Le'esh, Mupapaz is some language of fire, so the fire made with sulfur. So it says, Dumilech mitzatas begarfis, it's like fire made with sulfuric acid. Rabbi Avin Lashem, Komo Nikos of Me Upaz. It's called refined gold, not because it's refined, which would be perhaps the previous interpretation, but because it comes from the city of Upaz. Zom Kukok is an interesting custom. Don't ask me how this works. Okay? Don't ask any questions. Shemichartim also kizaisim. They would cut gold bars into the size of kizais. The tachim also baltik, and they would cover the gold in dough. Umachilin also lenamils, and they would give the dough mixture to hyenas to eat. Vein misan also some. And their digestive system would clean the gold and make it particularly valuable. So this is the system they used to create Zahav Mizukok, the digestive system of the hyena. Some say the issue should turn also Zevo Shiva Shorim. They used to put it into a fertilizer for 7 years, period. Zahav Shachu, that means pliable gold. Shanim Shokashavi, you could pull it like, or shape it like, like gold, but not like gold, like wax. Okay, so obviously it's a very high madrig of gold. It's very chashuv of you. It's that. I don't know this for a fact. I'm just surmising the Gemara that if you can extrude it in any different direction, so that's very, very expensive gold. I don't know why it's different than gold thread, you know, sound, but that's what it sounds like. So, amen, and that's what Gemara stresses by saying, Hadrinus, Hadrian, Hoyle, Mishka, Beitza. In all his empire, he had a Beitza worth of this absolutely fantastic gold. Duclatinus, a later Caesar, he had a dinar's worth. Dinar gundion, Gordian dinar's worth. Okay, zaparvim, what's that? Shemilaka shemar odom, it's red, dumin adom shapar, like the blood of the poor. Some say zav shows the paris is a miraculous occurrence, which we learned about previously. Kalatinema, like it says over there, begemet shows zav, I saw menet apisla shel echo. They made a golden vine of the opening of the echo. Am rabbi agabra yitzu b'shal shabar ha-shlemas, they say mikdosh. We look at the basic English, tzar komini ilanus and soho, put all sorts of trees inside of it. B'shal shayu elu shabachutzos in paris, when the real trees outside make paris. So these two, most embarrassed to make food as well. Although this seems that Savage says, Parach, Tifrach, they will blossom the Togah of Gilasan, rejoice, Renan, and give praise. Amosai, when is that? When Yavshu, after the trees have become dry and then came back to life. Amrad Yitzchak, Chinan, Abay Yitzchak, it's not talking about that, Rasar, Bishosh, Shahamit, Menashe, no. I'm sorry. He says, when do we lose these trees? I mean, it's a chayichin about Yitzchak, the Shoah Shehemi Menashe, when Menashe put the idol in the base of Mikdash, then Yavshu, all these trees shriveled up and died. See if it says, Parach Levana, flower of the Lebanon, moving to the base of Mikdash, whom Lao has become foreborn. Okay? I think in the Bible it said that it was until the Chorban. I don't remember exactly. Alright. Every day you used to do a measure of Kedoshim in the morning, a measure in the afternoon. The double handful, which you used to take in the Kosh Kedoshim. Every day it was fine. Super fine. They would go up on the east side of the Yordim, and go on the west side. Today they would go up in the middle of the Yordim, and come down in the middle. Rabbi Yirmei Lolem Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Gadol always owes that to go something of your bands comes back down the middle. Kohen Gadol Mekadish Odeh V'Ragel Min Akiyor. Every day Kohen Gadol would sanctify his hands and face from the Kiyor. Vayomi Akidush Dazov, and now it was from a pitcher made out of gold. Rabbi Yirmei Olam Kai Gavna Mekadish Odeh V'Ragel Min Akidush Dazov. They used to dafka use or advise using the golden. You'd always use a golden pitcher. You wouldn't use the kior that was not lefi kvoido. Okay, Pita Makhtoris, this is a brisa which appears in davening. Pita Makhtoris, Hatzori Vatziporin, Hachelvin is way to Hedictoris. Hatzori Vatziporin, Hachelvin of Elvona, Mishkal Shavim Shavim Ma, and if you want translation, look in the article. Right? More, even a Birnbaum. More, Xiashmo, Stanley, Rakako, Mishkal, Shavim Ma, Koshne, Mosarki, Luvashlo, Shaki, Namati, Shanim, Tetomer. So you come out saying Shlosh Mil, so you count all the monim there. You have 365 monim, Troyu, Kneged, Yumos, Ashran. Of course, those all mixed together. But that was just a comprise of. So 365, plus Ushlosh shows them three of that day. Although it's here, that's that what you learned. By Yom Mosi Mulachovnov today, there was an extra amount of Torahs, period. Karshina, Tisha, Kabin, Karshina, with nine measures of Yen, Karpis, and Shlosh, Soin. Shlosha Kab, that's me saw in three Kab of that Yen Kafrisin, Cyprian White. Yen Trum, Imen Chielo Yen Kafrisin, maybe Chamar Chivarin, I think you bring old white wine. Melstomis Rova, Male Oshar Kosu Rabbi Nosim Rav Kippa Sayad and Kosu is the type of flour that grows in the Jordan River. Kosu Nosim but Vash Pso, if you put in a honey, that's it, it's bad. Chisim Rav Chasikom and Sona, if you live well, leave don't out, Chai Mitzu, you're liable to death. Parashin Lomer, Atzori no Lesof Shalat Tektof. Atzori is a sap from the Ketaf tree. Boitz Garshida Lomo Isa Bar, which is really like a detergent. Shabbos Shavis Pran, they used to use it to rub. Pour it to make it clean. I don't know what the spoon is exactly, but I need it obviously to make it clean. They should know I made it nice. In Kafisan Lava, why is the Cyprian wine come? Shabash, Shorna spoon, use it to soak the tzipor in. Minay she also because it's too strong. Aluma, Erglania, female cat, you soak in urine. It's not proper. Uksha made a win.
Right, I know. Because ours is from the Bavli, it's not the same price. It's just similar.
Uksha Medic, when he used to pound the stuff, I already used to say verbally, Hote Ketev, Hete Vode, Hote Ketev, Hote Ketev, it says here. They shall call you after the sign, because voice is good for absorbing. Right. Now, if you left part one of it out, or Shinos Bomat Vash, you put in some honey, or some soup is possible. Lonasa Tokam Bel, what if you didn't put salt into it? Oh, should be Shalonasa Tokam Ali Oshon. Nischai Miso. Now it's only on Yom Kippur, as the coordinator points out. Right, because of Kibanan Erela Kaporis, so there has to be Malu Oshon on it. But let's say regular day, they brought in those craftsmen from Alexandria to take over. As the craftsmen didn't have Malu Oshon. So it's not an impediment every day, but it's an impediment on Yom Kippur. So they brought him back before Yom Kippur because they knew where to get Malu Oshon. Rabbi Zera. I saw this. Rabbi Zera. If you put in, if you don't put in the Malei Oshon, and you go into the Beit Kodesh Kedoshim anyway, so it's superfluous. You're in the gone in there, so you're going to be zapped for that. Tani Bar Kapora said, "Patam Yishlaim." Those who fatten. Not a fan who can make concocted Torah Yerushalayim. I mean, they said he loy nosin l'tzochem advash. You put a little honey in it. Loy ka'ol klu yachol amir v'nerechol. Nobody could withstand the smell. However, that's not the case. Time learned pit mochetzoyim ksheira. If you only did a half measure of Torah, say for 100 days of the year, whatever it was, it's okay. Shlishir via, but that's only divided precisely in half. If it's divided in thirds or quarters. Loshman, I don't know if that works. Rabbi Yomer, yeah, you as long as you make it proportional, it works. Can be dasa, if you make it proportional, paisa, kashera, even if you do it small batches. It's teaching us that you divide up every samamon based on the series which you want to, based on the amount of tours which you need to do, and depending on how much you need for the rest of the year for additional korbanos, etc. Okay, but you can do proportionally smaller. Okay, that's all I prepared for. And we did arrange to another.